Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
I would say, one, if you have a dream, not to give up on those dreams. I know in working with students, jobs are scarce, but there's always a way to put your foot in the door.
My name is Kat Harris. I'm a news media senior at BYU, and today our guest is Carrie Jenkins. Carrie directs the work of University Communications, serves as a member of the President's Council, and acts as a university primary spokesperson. A Utah native, Carrie received bachelor's and master's degrees from BYU in communications. For 12 years, she served as the associate editor of BYU Magazine, the university's alumni publication. She also has been an instructor in the BYU Communications Department, a university speechwriter, and a publicity director. Prior to her current position, which she has held since 2000, she was the director of media communications at BYU. So, Carrie, in your role as spokesperson, you get to witness a lot of success from BYU students, alumni, faculty, and I'm just wondering for you, how do you personally define success?
I think that for me, success is really caring about the greater good rather than individual success. I think the same metric applies to anything in our lives, whether it is with our families or our church service or our service in the community. When we care more about the fact that good things are happening and lives are being transformed and enriched than about our own personal accomplishments, that for me is success. For instance, when I see my employees setting new goals and accomplishing them, when I see my children taking on life's challenges with enthusiasm and trust in Heavenly Father, when I see the women I minister overcome real burdens and really life-crushing obstacles, that for me is success, to be a part of that and to witness that. So I don't see a difference in the different facets of our life. They all come together, which is really this, when I see the greater good accomplished more than individual success, that for me is what is most gratifying.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that. So I guess for you, having that definition in mind, something being accomplished for the greater good, what does a successful day look like for you on your, you know, on an average day as a BYU spokeswoman?
Sure. I think if I had to describe what I would consider a real successful day, the best days, that would be highlighting all the good that is being done at BYU, particularly when that involves collaboration between our faculty and our students. Just yesterday, we released new research from professors Brian Poole and Jamie Jensen and their students that found that there is a better way to increase support for vaccinations, and being able to share their research and what they have found with really a worldwide audience is very gratifying. It's particularly gratifying when that work is recognized, when it's recognized nationally and internationally, and others get to share in what we're learning here at BYU.
Well, that's wonderful. How wonderful to have those professors participating in something, you know, conducting research for the good of everybody around. I've read a few news articles recently that talk about how in Utah there have been a lot of outbreaks from people not using vaccines, that it's kind of more at risk because there seems to be a lot more anti-vaxxers around. So that's really incredible that you get to be a part of that, to, you know, say what it means for BYU and for the community. So for you, you said earlier that you don't see a difference between success in different areas of your life. You know, it's all about the greater good. So for you, has your career success been the same as other successes in your life?
That is an excellent question. And I think success is always measured by challenges that you have been able to overcome and what you've learned along the path. And so I would say that both in my career and in my with my family, with my church service, there's been lots of experiences that have taught me a great deal. And I'm hoping that I've learned from those experiences. I'm hoping that I continue to learn from them and that you just build upon each experience. And yes, there are failures along the way, but I think if we can learn from them, then they all contribute to what then does become those successful moments.
Absolutely. So I guess when there are failures, how do you find for you the best way is to overcome and to make it a success?
I think to give yourself time to evaluate, to not move on so quickly that you don't take the time to say, okay, why did this not work out the way I planned? And sometimes you don't even plan for such things. They just fall upon you, and it's simply your reaction to
right.
them. And so taking the time to really look at, okay, what did I do well here? What could I have changed? Is very important to what we learn from those experiences. And I think in that process, you also recognize, hey, I actually did some things right here, even when it feels like you didn't.
Yeah.
But if you can take the time to evaluate and really look at, okay, how did this come about? And was this something just thrust upon me? And how will I prepare to deal with this situation the next time it comes around or something like it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what are the types of success that you enjoy commenting on the most at BYU?
I love sharing the stories of our students. And so anytime I get to work with the media and talk about our students, let me just give you an example. When the Olympics came to Salt Lake City, we had many reporters who came down and visited us here at BYU. And I remember one time, it was actually on holiday. I think it must have been President's Day. But a reporter called, and he was with the New York Times. Excuse me, the Los Angeles Times. And he just had a little bit of time, and he said, "Just tell me everything you can about BYU." And he said, "I have like 20 minutes. Tell me everything you can." He said, "I've been assigned to do a story on Provo, Utah and Wendover, Utah," which is very unique when you bring those two together.
Yeah.
And so he said, "I don't have a lot of time. And so just give me everything that you can." And so I told him, I said, "You know," he was actually staying in Provo. And I said, "You are 5 minutes from campus." I said, "Come on up." And we actually have a media center. And we have students who are here, even though it's a holiday, who would love to talk with you. I said, "If you can come up and give us a half hour, then we can really show you a picture of the university, which would be much better than me simply telling you about who
right,
we are."
Right, absolutely.
Finally talked him into coming up. So he came up, and we had two students. They were both returned missionaries. Mm-hmm. Between them, they spoke five languages. And
wow.
So he was going to give us a half hour, and he came up and spent the entire afternoon with these students. They took him on a tour. We met with them. Just got to really have him. He'd get off the little golf cart and talk with the students. Well, when the day was finished, he told me, he said, "You have to have the most cosmopolitan student body in the nation."
Interesting.
He was so impressed with our students. And then these two women who had been his chauffeur and just guided him and wrote just a glowing article. It turned out, I don't even think Wendover was ever mentioned in the article. I think we kept him here the whole time. But those are the types of things that are a highlight.
So what inspires you to share these messages about BYU, to show, you know, to share the accomplishments of the university and the goings on of the university with the world? I guess what drives you to do that?
When people come to know who we are, and particularly who our students are and why they come here, and then just how incredible they are, and really when they get to hear their dreams and really what they are, our motto, that they'll go out to serve. They come here to learn, and then they will go forth to serve. When they can really get a feel of that, when they can see what they're doing and hear their dreams, that's when people start to understand BYU.
I agree. So how do you prepare to give a statement or to, you know, bring that person to BYU when you know that you're going to have an instance where you need to make a statement or make a news release? How do you prepare for that?
I always sit down, I think, of having been on the other side, having been a journalist, I always sit down and think of all the questions that they could possibly ask, because I want to be prepared that when they come and either whether I'm responding via email or it's in person, that I give them the information they need to write an accurate story or to present an accurate story.
Absolutely. How long does that usually take for you to create, you know, to prepare for something like that?
And sometimes it's longer than others. If it's an issue that I've been working very closely on, other reporters may have asked the same questions. I can do it quite quickly. Other times I will spend an evening and in preparation for that.
Absolutely. I imagine it's exciting. you know, to interact with so many different people. I'm wondering, what did you do before you became a spokeswoman?
Yeah, I worked for BYU Magazine, and I was associate editor and really emphasized science writing, which is when I came over to then public communications, I was asked to come over and really assist with the science writing that was going on at the university. So the fact that I was only with public communications for literally a few days when the director said, would you please talk with these reporters?
Wow.
So that was very interesting for me. I will tell you, going to work for BYU Magazine was really a dream come true. This is a credit to the communications department and to their strong internship program. I had been in New York City working with Harcourt Brace Jovanovich, which has the largest, at that time it had the largest number of trade magazines.
Wow.
So I'd been able to work with a number of trade magazines from, pest control to lawn care industry to one that was called Lingerie Today, which is, but it just was able to get a great experience. But when I returned, my fiance, who is at the University of Utah, he had several years of schooling. And I thought, how am I going to get a job in magazine journalism in Utah? And because of that strong internship and the experience there, I was able to step into this role as with BYU Magazine.
So how was that, going from being the person who would interview and write articles to being the one that was supplying the information for them and answering questions?
There's not so much difference as you would think. Because again, when I am preparing for an interview, I am gathering information. I'm gathering the facts. I want to make sure that it's 100% accurate what I'm giving to them. I want to make sure that I have even name spellings correct, just as you would as a reporter. You want to make sure that all of the information that you're going to convey is correct and accurate. So all those skills you learn in journalism, you absolutely apply as a spokesperson.
How interesting. I wonder if that would be hard for me. I think, you know, of all the time and effort you put into creating the story that you're sharing with the world, whether you're saying it into a microphone or releasing it in a news, you know, writing in a news release, then you have all these people just, you know, taking all of your information and all your hard work, and they're like, okay, now we're going to publish it. I wonder if that would be hard for me. Have you ever experienced that?
You do feel a part of the story. It's very gratifying to see when someone portrays accurately the facts
That's
of the
true.
Story and so, but you do feel part of that. And then the same light, you do feel a disappointment when the facts aren't there.
Yeah, so when that happens, I imagine it's frustrating. How do you feel about those challenges? Is it something that you're used to and that you like, do you enjoy the challenge, or is it kind of a hard day for you when sometimes that happens?
You go into it with the belief that you're going to give them all the information that they need for an accurate story. I do remember, this was years ago, but working with a broadcast journalist, and he had a lot of misinformation. And so invited him down, spent a lot of time with him, just, again, presenting all of the facts. And finally he said, you know what? He said, Carrie, you're right. There's no merit to this story.
Wow.
And I said, no, we need you to correct this misinformation. Please do the story. And he said, no, people won't be interested in the facts as they stand.
Oh my goodness.
And that was discouraging.
Yeah.
That was discouraging. And so even as hard as I worked to help him understand how helpful it would be to have this correct information out there, to hear, no, people really aren't interested in what the true facts are here.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often, thank goodness. Most journalists go into an interview, I think, really seeking information. But there are times I can tell that a journalist, their story's pretty much written before they ever
get to
me.
Before they even get to talk to you. So how does that feel, I guess, for you? I feel like you might have to deal with conflict pretty often in your position. How do you feel about that?
You really go into it again that, because 99% of the time, if we can get journalists correct information, it is so helpful. And something that that I have to always look at is we have so many channels that are open to us now as a university to communicate with key audiences, to communicate with our students, our faculty, the local community, the public who cares about BYU, and those who know nothing about BYU.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many channels. We have, you know, social media. We have our online, our our online sites, we have the student email that goes out, which has a tremendous open rate. And we have our Why News that goes out to our campus community, right, our faculty and staff every single day. So we have all those great opportunities to communicate and share information.
That's wonderful. I think it's inspiring to me to hear, you know, how passionate you are about sharing these stories with BYU. How did you discover that you had a knack or you appreciated storytelling?
I think it was very early on. From, I remember in the seventh grade, I think it was, making a little newspaper, and our dog was, her name was Frosty, and I made the Frosty Times.
That's awesome.
And it was to, this newspaper was to dog lovers that we had just a little newspaper, and then going to work in high school for our very small, the Midvale Sentinel was just a small community paper, and it just really loved telling people stories.
So do you feel like the passion for that has grown since then, or how do you?
Yes, and it's really been directed. That's why I think it's such a great job to be here at a university where there are so many stories to tell, and the breadth of stories that from everything, as we talked about the immunizations yesterday to last week, we were working on a great piece about our engineering students that have created this real kid-friendly robot that,
wow,
is getting such success. So just the depth of stories is incredible here at the university.
That's wonderful. So before we run out of time, I'm just wondering, what advice would you give to people who are looking to do the same thing you're doing, to share goodness in the world and to contribute to the greater good?
I would say, one, if you have a dream of doing just that, of working in communications, not to give up on those dreams. I know in working with students, jobs are scarce in the communications arena, but there's always a way to put your foot in the door and to just keep working, getting that experience. It may mean taking a part-time job to start out, may mean doing something, a podcast on your own, but keep your foot in the door. Just keep working toward it, and you'll build up the skills and experience then to be able to get the job that you desire, and you can go out and then share these stories.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for all of your insight and what you shared with us today. We really appreciated having you on the show.
Thank you.
This has been Measuring Success Right, a project of the Marriott Student Review of Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under Marriott Student Review. Thanks for listening.